How to be prepared for the crisis. There are 2 weeks' lessons devoted to this topic, this week and next week. In all, there are 11 items of preparedness covered, 6 in this lesson and 5 in next week's lesson. The order of these items is not too important. The emphasis throughout is daily activity and attitude. Daily, moment by moment, being rather than getting ready. Allowing the spirit to function right now rather than looking for something in the future. Solomon noted, wisdom built her house on several pillars which stood in the crisis because founded upon a rock. Sometimes we say we've only got a short time. Every generation has only had a short time. We've not got, and no generation has received, more than a lifetime to prepare for Christ's coming. So let's not look for anything in the future, anything long to take place. It's our life, our generation, today, while it is called today, we must be ready. Now in this question of being ready, we will think of it in a general, a continual, and a basic preparation. Part number one, daily spend time with God. Jesus invites the disciples, that's fellowship with each other, to rest with him in their fellowship with Jesus Christ. This sets the precedent that we should devote some time apart from people, to be with Christ. The story is given of Martha. She is cumbered, dragged around. A cumber is a weight tied with a halter to the bit of a horse. And the horse doesn't want to drag this weight around because it hurts his mouth. Martha was cumbered with too much serving. Mary, on the other hand, did her serving and then left her, as Martha says, to serve alone and went and sat at Jesus' feet. So we must make our priorities. Serving is essential. Let's do the optimal, but then let us take time to sit at the feet of Jesus, a gesture of humility, a gesture of discipleship, and listen to him for his words. This must be done daily. Part number two, daily alone with God as individuals. Jesus went away alone. Saul, blinded, was alone 3 days, thinking and reviewing. And as he got his head together, 3 days later, Ananias was sent, and he was ready to accept. During the long hours, he recalled many of the passages of Scripture referring to the first advent of Christ. That was the function of the Holy Spirit, bring to his remembrance all that he had studied. The overactive Elijah was brought by the angel a long journey into the country, where, apart from the din and the shout of the prophets and priests of Baal, he could listen to the still, small voice. Daily alone with the Word. Daily alone with the Lord in meditation and prayer. Part number three, daily dying to self. This is an individual choice. We die alone. We die individually. Death is a lonely encounter. The daily death to self is a lonely encounter, an individual choice that must be made every day. When our own whims and desires are crossed, how do we react? Anger, hostility, pride? Let's think. Self must die. We should settle this in our minds each morning, that the Christ life at the time of crisis might be exhibited through us. are the only way of attaining victory in life is to abide in Christ. Just as the branch abides in the vine, staying there, imperceptibly, quietly, drawing life and sap, so we must abide in Christ, day by day, putting off dying to self, putting on living to Christ. Part number four, daily study the Scriptures. It doesn't really matter where, but as our interests arise, we should study the Scriptures. Now, what does it mean to study the Scriptures? This doesn't mean to read them in a perfunctory manner, with lack of concentration. This means to take the ideas presented, the stories recorded, the principles depicted, and to say of some, Lord, keep me from doing or saying this, and to say of others, Lord, help me to do this. And as Jesus said, John 7:17, he that wills to do his will know the teaching. It's this attitude of willingness to get the message, of longing to understand the message, that constitutes studying the Word. Study is more than reading. It's thinking. It's comparing. It's contrasting. It's accepting. And if we keep on joined to the vine, the sap will keep on flowing through us. Daily prayer and communion. This should be done individually. It also should be done as a family. Gather the children together, husband and wife, and read, sing, pray. Pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray. You may want to go through the book of Nehemiah quickly, and mark the 14 times Nehemiah prays. His prayers are very short. Lord, remember me. Lord, guide me. Lord, think on me. Very short. But he was ready all the time to pray. We should be ready at all times to dart a prayer to God for help. There should be no circumstance in life that this is not carried out. And if we do not pray, we cannot gain power. Now, prayer doesn't tell God anything he doesn't already know. Prayer is a communication with God, a sharing with God. Sometimes we like to talk over with friends, points that they already know and we already know. But as we discuss with them, we get strengthened. We think things more clearly. How many times I have told members of my congregation, students, who've come to talk to me, will you bounce your ideas off my mind? You say what you want to say, and I will give you my opinion if you consider it worth anything. But the very act of talking it out with a friend clarifies. Many, many times they see a solution. So prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Point number six, Christ in you, daily, hourly, moment by moment. How is this brought about? By a conscious choice. I must want this. I must want his companionship. I must remind myself of this. This is where my act of will comes into effect. Somebody has said, absence makes the heart grow fonder for somebody else. That's often true. And if we are absent from Christ, then our affections will be turned away from him, to somebody else. So we must daily choose to keep him in our minds. Whenever we get opportunity, make it a habit. thinking upon him, thinking of his nearness, thinking of his kindness, thinking of his readiness to help, and his Spirit will be there to do more for us than we can ever imagine.